Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. Coming up in about 40 minutes, we will talk to Terry McCormick of Titan Insider with Draft Daily and see what on earth is going on with the Titans at the top of the draft. Is it really just, it's Cam Ward at this point? We'll find out. We'll figure out if they're willing to move off the first pick. But right now, reacting to the news that Jameis Winston is a New York Giant and that we have a change. We have quarterback movement actually happening inside of the NFL before Aaron Rodgers. Now, I hear $8 million a year, and I go, that's like basically starter money. Like, I would think that most backups are getting paid significantly less than that. I went and looked. It ties him to be the highest or what would be the highest paid backup in the league, which I think leaves you in sort of an in-between spot. Right? If you want to add another quarterback, I think you have the option to. Right, like you probably still go sign Aaron Rodgers if you want to. You could still draft a quarterback. $8 million not tying you down to it, but it is like borderline starter money. It's somewhere in the between. Highest paid backup. Is Jameis Winston worthy of being the highest paid backup in the NFL? I would think that Browns fans could probably look at that and say no. Like, you watched it last year. He wasn't exactly willing you to wins down the back half of the year. He helped you get a couple of wins. He also pretty much willed you to a couple of losses in that stretch, too. Like, almost single-handedly took you out of a handful of games. It wasn't great. There were a lot of things that were wrong with Jameis, but, okay, if you're going to hand him $8 million a year, again, I would have assumed that the route was sort of, okay, we get like an Aaron Rodgers, maybe draft a rookie. And Jameis was just... I don't know that he was ever in the cards in my mind with New York. It makes sense, even if he's a backup, just to have him there. But it just feels very odd to me. I do want to get to your thoughts. 216-474-0092. Wes is in Cleveland. What's going on, Wes?
Hi, guys. You know what? I cannot shake this. I've been watching this draft, the mocks and all the Todd McShays and all these people who don't. And I just really can't see a way around the absolute truth, the obvious truth, and that is we are so desperate for position players in every level. I don't think this is the draft for the Browns to go full in on anybody. I think they should be dropping back, collecting assets, and filling gaps, and then go for the big swing a year or two later. I don't know if the front office and the coaching staff has a year or two to spend because they may be on the hot seat, but the fact of the matter is they are in such a bind that there is no luxury. There is no, free agent signing, big swing in the draft at a quarterback. This draft, really, big swing? I wouldn't do that. I think that I would be – so I heard a guy say he wouldn't take an offensive lineman high in the draft. I would. I had heard a guy say he wouldn't take Abdul Carter because – he might have some foot issues and things. I might, because I don't know what JOK's future is. He might be a linebacker. Like, I'm just saying, fill gaps, man. And instead of trying to take the big swing right now and hit the home run and save your jobs, I would say build the team. Get cheap, get young, and grow a new core unit. And that might mean saying goodbye to some guys that we know and love. But, hey, big contracts got to go. And I'm thinking this is DEFCON 2. I think I said to your call screener, in rebuild mode. I feel like we are in DEFCON 2. So that's what I got to say. I look forward to hearing your comments off the air. Thank you.
Yep. Appreciate the call, Wes. Again, we can live in this reality of sort of, it's great if we live in ideal world. That's just never going to happen. Like, they're never going to go through the full rebuild and punt on it, because it's easy for you or I to sit here and say, oh, well, I think this is what they should do, and they shouldn't worry about coaching for their jobs, and they shouldn't worry about making moves for their jobs. In reality, they don't really have a choice. Like, if it was me and it was my job on the line, and you're like, you know what, Jake, kind of a wacky show idea, but you might have to make a change to save your job. Yeah, I'm probably going wacky show idea instead of, well, just keep it going, put on what you think is going to be the safe option, and keep the listeners more on the happy side and not take the risk and potentially having it flop. It's like, no, I'll probably take the flop in order to keep my job. I do enjoy working. It is nice to be able to have money in my bank account in some capacity. It's just the way that rocks. I mean, to some degree, and not a perfect one-to-one, but if you have a chance to keep your job, and it's a job like a scarce as an NFL job, you're probably going to work to keep it. I do think that this Jameis thing plays obviously a huge role in the entirety of the Aaron Rodgers saga, right? It is a massive boom in what is happening between, is Aaron going to make a decision? Is Aaron not? Jameis is almost playing the connector there to, okay, maybe the Giants are becoming impatient. Maybe the Giants are trying to send a signal of, listen, we're starting to make moves. If you consider the Giants as an option, we're looking to move forward faster than not. And we're at least going to be ensuring ourselves with what could potentially be a backup. I think that the money you paid him also could make you a starter, but that's just me. I guess as I look at it, obviously Aaron Rodgers, if you didn't see the news today, in Pittsburgh having a meeting, it felt like, yeah, it's something that was always going to happen as Aaron Rodgers takes his time, and you had to have a meeting with somebody, and Pittsburgh was going to be in there. Like, I'm just continuing to wait to see sort of where you end up, and it feels like that's the most likely option, and the fact that you go there first, and it's really no known meeting for any other team right now, it feels like more likely that it's Pittsburgh, as long as the man decides to keep playing football. It feels like it's going to be Pittsburgh. John Ledyard, he's a draft analyst, covers teams across the NFL, was on with Nick and JP today, and he had this to say about the meeting that they had.
Seems like basically it's going to come down to this for Rodgers. Obviously, Tomlin really wants him in Pittsburgh, at least out of the options that are left, for sure. And so it seems like it's going to come down to, would Rodgers like to retire or play in Pittsburgh? Or potentially the other choice, I guess, would be to wait it out and see if something happens closer to camp with a team that's closer to competing for a Super Bowl, a team like Minnesota with a better offense and structure, that kind of stuff. You know, would he be willing to take the risk that something might not open up there as training camp approaches, and jump on board with a team like that? So to me, those are really where his options lie. It sounds like he's not going to hurry along any decision, but at some point he was definitely going to come to Pittsburgh to meet with them before making a decision. So probably a formality, but maybe they do enough while he's there just to sway him to go ahead and jump on board with this thing.
I mean, I would love if we get a decision out of this. He obviously walked out with no deal, and nothing had come of this in totality here. There's no deal signed, but I mean, at least we could see the domino fall. I mean, maybe Pittsburgh is not your prime destination if you're a Browns fan, but at least it puts you somewhere. At least we get some kind of answer. I do wonder, though, like, if I'm staring at Aaron Rodgers, I'd probably rather you end up with the Giants and leave Pittsburgh as sort of the odd team out, especially if I'm seriously considering going after Russell Wilson. Like, if that's an option that's really there, I would definitely rather have, you know, Aaron Rodgers in New York. And then it's, okay, is Russ really going back to Pittsburgh? Doesn't really feel like that's a well-saved situation at the moment. And if you want him, again, I don't want Russ. He's not a top option in my book. I'd prefer to go elsewhere. But at some point, you just trust what they're going to do. They're going to do it. It's not that I love it or I trust it necessarily, but it is, if they're going to do it, that's what they want to do. I want to see their top options plan out. Whatever they think is their best option left available is what I'd love to see them do. And if that's going to be Russ, okay, go make it happen. I'll sit here and wait until you come to a conclusion, but I think you're more likely ending up with the fact that Rodgers ends up either retired, which would make this a very interesting free agency, or that Aaron probably ends up in Pittsburgh, and that this was, yes, a formality, and Aaron's going to give at least one other team that formality, or at least take the time to see if anything opens up. But in Pittsburgh, maybe, I'm not going to say like a Super Bowl contender, certainly not, but they become, I think, a real danger in the first round of the playoffs if they get there with Aaron Rodgers, more so than they were with Russ. Anthony scowls at the opportunity. Okay, a team that made the playoffs in the first round with Russell Wilson, you think it's no better with Aaron Rodgers?
No.
Not in this life. In what
and
way?
With DK, too?
Right, DK is an addition. George Pickens, Aaron Rodgers throwing the football.
Did you not watch the Jets last year?
I did watch the Jets last year. Yes, 6 wins. I think Pittsburgh overall probably the more talented team, like entirety team. Pittsburgh's probably in a better spot than New York was.
I agree, but Aaron Rodgers is... he's a big nothing burger since his Achilles tear.
Nothing burger's a bit far. A guy who threw for almost 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns. But 28 touchdowns on the board.
Stat compiler.
I can believe yards is a stat compiler. Like, okay, if you want to say 4,000 yards, he was just basically dumping off and letting the guys do the work. He threw for 28. He got them in the end zone 28 times through the air. It's a lot more than a handful of teams can say for their... It's a lot more than what the Browns can say for their quarterback last year.
Do you really think somebody like Mike Tomlin would be okay with somebody like Aaron Rodgers in the building?
Yes.
With that much power?
I don't know how much power Aaron really has there, which is probably part of this holdup. I think he'd be... Are you kidding me? The guy who has George Pickens on his roster, the guy who dealt with Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, he dealt with Russ last year. You think that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback shying away? He's like, nope, don't want to do it. In fact, I think I saw a report earlier that Aaron Rodgers is Tomlin's preferred preference right now, that he has been one of the heavy recruiters on getting Rodgers there.
I don't know. I just don't see it. There's so much off the field with Rodgers and so much stuff that he talks about that just doesn't seem to vibe with the quote-unquote Steelers way or whatever's left of that from 10 years ago.
Yeah, nothing left of it. But like, that's also George Pickens, though. Less so. I'm not comparing them one-to-one. Like, George Pickens is a menace. George Pickens is a problem. Okay? Aaron Rodgers is a problem. They just find a way. They just move on. And I don't think they love the idea of it, but if you're like, give me Aaron Rodgers for a year or two, I think they'd live with it. Considering that team, the upgrade, again, I think wide receivers are probably comparable at this point now. Davante Adams and Garrett Wilson, at least the Garrett Wilson that you got with Aaron Rodgers. And then DK and George Pickens, like comparable, not one-to-one. I think you're better off with the New York wide receivers.
You just yada yada Garrett Wilson. Who's to say that DK Metcalf doesn't turn into that?
The last like 6 years of his career being a relative pretty good outcome. I'm not saying he doesn't, like there's no chance, but it's an option.
Quarterback well past his prime throwing to a young stud wide receiver in Garrett Wilson who took a step back in production. Put that with the Steelers in DK Metcalf. Talented wide receiver that is getting his passes from a wash quarterback.
Wash quarterback, 4,000 yards and 28 touchdowns. Wash quarterback, you want to say Russell Wilson, wash quarterback, 16 touchdowns, 5 picks. Like, that's...
Jake, if he wasn't washed, he'd have all 32 teams coming at him.
I mean, he's a little washed. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers that's 28 years old competing for a Super Bowl, but he's not Aaron Rodgers that's walking out there with a walker. He's got a little zip to the ball. He's not Russell Wilson.
There is a reason the Jets are taking on all that dead money. There is a reason that every single team...
Yes, because he's the Browns not brought him in? Field.
Exactly.
Yeah, but so the Steelers are the exact team to go after that. That's exactly what they do. That is their, like, messiah, perfect opportunity. If we go in there and it's like, off the field problems, they're like, bring that here. We'll fix that. Or at least we'll silence it until we can get rid of it. Like, that is... Antonio Brown left the Steelers and became the biggest nutcase we've ever seen across the NFL, and we had not heard a peep out of him when he was in Pittsburgh.
If I'm a Browns fan, I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers to go to Pittsburgh.
Juju, too.
Yeah, Juju is also, dancing on logos and everything else, became a Chief, and then things fell off the rails, and he went wild. He's pretty good in Pittsburgh. He wasn't that great, but he was, like, silent. Le'Veon Bell, aside from sitting out his contract year, looked really good. Silent.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you hear out of Russ this year? Russ was a non-factor other than the fact that he was fighting with Arthur Smith. If I had the opportunity right now to argue with Arthur Smith about the offense, I'd argue with Arthur Smith about the offense. I'd want control. All right. Come back here in about 5 minutes. We will get to the station buzz. We'll do it coming up. We'll get as well 8:40. We'll talk to Terry McCormick of Titan Insider for Draft Daily and where the Titans are actually going to go. Is it just Cam Ward or is it something else? And, of course, coming your way in about 40 minutes, as we always do at 9 o'clock, it's Get a Grip. Still a lot to get to in this show, including probably why Aaron Rodgers is Super Bowl champion next year. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don't love him on the Steelers, though. We'll get into more of it. It's Jake Volnick with you guys here until 11 on The Fan. 8:25 on a Friday is apparently a really good time to make moves at the NFL. Well, maybe we're a little delayed. Maybe it's more like, 8:18 on a Friday, I guess. Do we want to say? Yeah, I guess it's a hit it, Jack. I guess.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
That's a real one. All right. I don't feel like the fish today. Jerome Baker is officially a Cleveland Brown. Linebacker from the area. You at least get to be happy there. I mean, solid linebacker. Good. I would say that we should be happy with the signing of Jerome Baker. I mean, you go and you look what he did last year, playing in just, well, he played between Seattle and between Tennessee, and he put up a solid season. As I continue to try to do math on the air, 61 total tackles, came away with 2 sacks, a forced fumble, 4 pass deflections. Like, you feel pretty good. Jerome Baker's happy again, a guy get to return to Cleveland. I will say, and I'll be negative Nelly, I'm sorry, the fact that you sign another starting-level linebacker, probably not boding all too well for the prospects of JOK. But I don't know that anybody was really sitting here holding their breath and just relying on JOK to come back. I think we all know it's kind of a question mark. I don't know that this pushes you farther away, but they definitely just went the insurance policy, if nothing else, and got another guy in there who's a quality starter. I don't think that your linebacker room looks bad right now, though. Look a lot better with JOK if he was healthy, but I don't think it looks terrible. I think it's a good signing. I'm happy there. I'm sorry that I have to be the Debbie Downer. But sort of the way the role goes, right? I feel like that's kind of me. My Mr. is negative as it comes. So, unfortunately, that's the way that it goes.
It's a shame. We should really celebrate Jerome Baker, but be happy.
I am happy. I like Jerome Baker. I'm good with the signing. I just have to be the realistic person and be like, well, if they signed Jerome Baker.
Just a Debbie Downer.
Dude, they signed him. They went and got a linebacker who has multiple years of 100 tackles. That's not a signing of like, oh, he'll be great rotationally. That's like, that guy's starting. You know who else is starting? Jordan Hicks. You know who else is starting? Devin Bush. You know who you don't have room for right now? Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. It's sad. Again, it's just a reminder. It's just reality striking in. But again, I'm happy with Jerome Baker. I don't want to make that a I don't want to make a full negative situation. Him signing is a celebration for Cleveland fans because I think you get a good linebacker. But just understand the caveat that comes with it. All right, without further ado, we pushed it back. Coming up here in about 13 minutes, we joined by Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, to figure out what's going on with Tennessee. But in the meantime, let's get to the most pressing clips, I would say, from your guests across the station today with the station bus. All right, let's kick things off. Let's go to Clark Kellogg of CBS Sports. He was on with Ken and Anthony this morning prior to the tournament tipping off, and he's a big fan of a certain Ohio school that would be a massive upset.
They're one of the best offensive teams in the country. They make threes. They share it. They're one of the best assist teams in the country. The style of play and matchup that Arizona presents is comfortable. It's not overwhelming. They're going to have to rebound. The guards for Arizona are pretty good. But no, they should not feel in any way overwhelmed or overmatched. But I like the way Akron plays. I mean, they've got multiple guys that can score, and they got enough size, I think, to compete on the glass. And that's always a big deal when you're a mid-major. Do you have the size to compete with your opponent? And I think Akron does.
Well, if you're looking for the live update on where Akron stands, they're down 11 late in the first half against Arizona, which, I mean, take it as you might. Not a great first half right now out of Akron, but 11 is still doable. You're still in it. I like the fact that we have multiple people talking about Ohio teams, being positive with Ohio teams. And obviously the people I'm talking to are Ohio connections. We had John Fant to predict this upset. It sounds like Clark Kellogg is viewing this as like a 50-50 matchup when I'm pretty sure it's like a 14.5 point spread in favor of Arizona. But it's a lot closer than a couple of the other games. I mean, they're not Norfolk State, I'll tell you that much. Not getting 30 balled right now by Florida. It's not that. So you got to be happy. I like that Ohio people are riding for Ohio teams. Unfortunately, I'm not on the Akron bandwagon. Again, Arizona's pulling this one out. But we'll stay tuned. And again, we'll try to give you updates throughout the night when these games start to wrap up. But if you want the first wrap up, it's coming about 10 minutes too early. But Florida's beating Norfolk State. There you go. Okay, let's get to the next one here. Brian Anderson, he's the Tampa Bay Rays color commentator, but more importantly, a Clevelander. He played for the Cleveland Indians. He was a pitcher for your team, and he still remains very relevant with Cleveland sports. He's on with Baskin and Phelps today, which is actually Dan and Daryl, and he talked about the prospects of taking Abdul Carter for the Browns.
So, I saw a mock draft yesterday where they were talking about the Browns taking Abdul Carter and teaming him up with Myles Garrett. My good Lord.
Right.
Opposing quarterbacks, look out. I mean, that could be a scary combo. That could be a lot of fun if they feel like they can get someone to be able to hold down the fort as far as the quarterback position goes. But you know what? If you did that and you built that defense to be suffocating, then you don't need a superstar quarterback. Just be a guy that manages.
And that's the exact kind of quarterback that I'm looking for. I'm perfectly fine with the defense being an electric factory. The problem is I'm still searching for the quarterback who manages. If I had that guy, I'd feel real comfortable taking Abdul Carter. I don't have a quarterback that manages. And Russell Wilson's not a quarterback that manages. A lot of the quarterbacks in the draft are not going to be starting-level quarterbacks that manage. And understand, when I say quarterback that manages, if I'm drafting one, I'm not going to draft like Geno Smith right now. If you told me I get the production of Geno Smith, like he manages, but that's all he does. He just manages. Chris Fedor of Cleveland.com. He was on with Baskin and Phelps and commented on what he thinks the Cavs' approach for the end of the season should be.
I don't think the Cavs are at a point where their sole purpose down the stretch of the season with some of these games is to win them. That doesn't mean that they don't want to win them, but there are other things that are important for them as they go through. And if their sole purpose was just to chase wins or chase records, they wouldn't have these rest nights with some of their guys. If their sole purpose was to win these games, then Kenny Atkinson wouldn't be experimenting with certain lineups, some of which don't make sense, but he has to learn those things because sometimes when it comes to what works and what doesn't work, you have to see it fail first. So I think that's the point that the Cavs are at right now. They're not chasing wins. They're not chasing a seed. They're not chasing home court advantage throughout the course of the NBA playoffs. It's what they think is best for them.
I love the idea that the Cavs are actually utilizing their losing streak right now to experiment and actually figure out what they have in their team. We'll talk some more Cavs coming up at 10 o'clock before they tip off in Phoenix. And we'll get to what they have to say. But that'll do it for the Station Buzz. When we come on back here in about 5 minutes, Terry McCormick of the Titan Insider going to break down what he thinks the Titans are going to do at the top of the draft with Draft Daily. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan. Taking a look at the Tennessee Titans today. Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's from TitanInsider.com. He's Terry McCormick, and he joins us now. Terry, what's going on, man?
Oh, not a lot. Yeah. Just getting ready to see what the Titans are going to do in a few weeks with this top pick.
Yeah, and no doubt. We'll just start it off. If the Titans are making a pick at number one, is it basically a guarantee at this point that it's going to be Cam Ward?
I think if they stick and pick at number one, it's probably going to be Cam Ward for sure. I think there's that the only way that they would not take Cam Ward would be if some team came along and offered them a package of picks that they couldn't turn down, which would be, you know, probably a top one of the teams that are behind them in the top three or four, you know, giving up a pick in the first round, getting back the third round pick that they lost last year when they traded for Legarius Sneed, and then a first rounder next year.
What would you say that, like, if they were to get that, do you think there's a high possibility that they would get an offer like that? If you had to take your best guess on the odds that they could possibly happen, where would you put it?
Right now, I'd say it's less than 50% for sure. I think some of it we won't know until the veteran quarterback market finally shakes out, until Aaron Rodgers has a landing spot, until Russell Wilson has a landing spot. And then if either one of them lands with the Browns or the Giants, which I don't see Rodgers fitting in that, but I do see Wilson going to one of those places. If one of the other teams, if they're not sold on Shedeur Sanders and they really, really want Cam Ward, I could see them paying the price. Other than that, I think the Titans are probably going to...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Stick at number one.
Is there any chance at all that you think the Titans sort of maybe get active in the free agency period for quarterbacks a little bit late here?
No, I mean, I thought that, you know, that was seemed like their intent early in the offseason before free agency actually started. But when Matthew Stafford didn't get to the market, when Kirk Cousins didn't get to the market, and when Derek Carr didn't get to the market, it kind of evaporated. And I don't think they were really ever interested in Wilson or Rodgers. I think, you know, they had been saying that they wanted a veteran to compete with Will Levis at the very least. And then, you know, when those guys were gone, then it turned out that they, you know, once they met with Cam Ward and they seemed to like him, it seemed that they kind of shifted gears on it, especially given the situation in the veteran quarterback market.
So if it didn't end up being Cam Ward, or let's say they do get somewhat active or they sign somebody that they're going to decide to, you know, use as a bridge quarterback, do you know who the next guy in line for you would be for the Titans beyond Cam?
I mean, there's still a chance that Levis would be, you know, in the mix in terms of, you know, competing to be the starter if they didn't have Cam Ward in. I think there's, you know, as far as the other quarterbacks go, I don't really know that there's much of a market, you know, out there, you know, regarding what's left. Like I said, they don't have much interest in Rodgers or, you know, Russell Wilson. They were looking more for a guy who could mentor a young quarterback, be that Cam Ward or even Will Levis. So I think that market, like I said, it kind of evaporated and never really got started. And so now I'd say probably aside from Cam Ward, their next option might be Will Levis again.
I want to dive into a little bit more of the feeling on Cam Ward. Is Tennessee at this point, are the fans, because we know what the sort of quarterback class has been painted as not being that great. Are the fans officially selling themselves on Cam Ward? Are they all bought in, or is there still hesitation there?
I think most of the fan base is bought in on Ward. I think most of the fan base, after, you know, the sour taste that they had last year with Levis, and, you know, and granted, he struggled. You know, there's no getting around that. He struggled, but I don't think all of it was on him, because I'm not sure Patrick Mahomes could have won behind that offensive line and with that set of receivers. So in that regard, I think it's a situation where, you know, the fan base had soured on Levis, and they're ready for something new, and the something new they're hoping is Cam Ward.
What's the feeling in town? And again, Terry McCormick, Titan Insider, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What's the feeling in town right now with Brian Callahan? How long is the leash for a head coach with a rookie quarterback most likely coming in?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I think the owner has been kind of impulsive and been kind of has kind of gone Steinbrenner scorched earth, as I call it, the last few years, getting rid of John Robinson, Mike Vrabel, and Rand Carthon in consecutive years. So, you know, to the casual observer, it would look like Brian Callahan might be next on the list if there's not some improvements showing this team next year. And, you know, that's too bad for him, because the roster he's been working with really has been kind of subpar. You know, now, has he made some mistakes? Sure, he's made some mistakes. He was a rookie head coach and a first-time play caller. But, you know, especially if you're going to draft Cam Ward, if you're the Titans, you need for Brian Callahan to have some success, because the last thing you should want if you're a Titans fan is for Brian Callahan to get fired after you drafted Cam Ward. Then another guy comes in that's not his guy, and so Cam Ward would be starting over with a second offense in as many years. That's exactly what happened to Will Levis. So why would you want to repeat that?
Sort of not draft-related, but news coming down just a little bit ago, earlier this hour. Jerome Baker, now a Cleveland Brown. He's originally from Cleveland, so we know a little bit. But from the five games he spent in Tennessee last year, what can you tell a Browns fan about Jerome Baker?
If you're getting the Jerome Baker that played for the Titans, you're not getting a lot, because he played very poorly once he came here from Miami in the middle of the season. You know, they, you know, tried to give him a shot, and he really struggled. And by the end of the year, they were playing guys that were undrafted rookies and undrafted second-year guys ahead of him.
Well, certainly hope we're getting more than that. That would we'll be fingers crossed there. Hometown hoping to spark it, but definitely good insight. Terry, I figure I know what your answer is going to be on this, but I'll ask it for the sake of just having it on record. Titans picking at number one. Who's the pick going to be?
I think it's going to be Cam Ward. Barring a trade, it's going to be Ward.
All right. Terry McCormick of Titan Insider, I appreciate you making the time for us, setting aside today, and hopefully maybe sometime in the future here before the draft, we get to talk again, Terry.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Again, Terry McCormick of Titan Insider joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline with the latest on the Titans. Before we break down anything that was going on in the interview, he was at a baseball game, I think, right? That would have, like, we heard the scream initially. I was like, okay, you know, maybe just getting things done. And then I heard a clink of a bat. I played baseball through high school. I know what the tink of an aluminum bat sounds like. And that's what that was. And I was like, wow, a kid screaming. I'm like, well, okay, all right. Things are getting wild. And I was like, oh, he's at a baseball. Okay. It makes a lot of sense now. Makes a lot of sense. But I get nothing groundbreaking. I mean, the groundbreaking stuff he might have gave might have been on Jerome Baker. Not like in a bad way. We just know it's going to be Cam Ward. And there's no difference there coming out. I think it's interesting to see where they would go if it wasn't Cam, or the opportunity that they could potentially trade out of the number one pick. But let's be realistic here. The Titans seem pretty fit sticking at number one. They feel okay there. And they get a quarterback, the quarterback they feel the greatest about. And it makes a lot of sense. I think that it's interesting what it would take in Terry's eyes for them to move off it, because it really wasn't that much. It was a first and a third. I mean, we played around with the idea yesterday, what would you give up? And if I'm not mistaken, Jack's first and a third, you're pulling the trigger if Cam Ward's your guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, like first and a third's probably the, like, that's the height. Like, I'm not going first and a second. I'll go first and a third. I might toss in a draft pick the following year. But if a first and a third gets it done, truthfully, if Cam Ward's your guy, you'd go make the move. I would love for you to go and jump them one spot and leave them in the position that we're in right now, sort of the in-between. Well, do you trust Shador or do you not? I would say yes. A lot of people would say no. If Cam Ward's the home run, I'd rather have Cam Ward. I thought it was relatively low what it would take. A first and a third, again, I think would be relatively a solid spot for you for the Browns. Again, if you think there's that big of a gap, that's worth it every single time. I just don't know that it gets done. I don't know that the Browns are willing to give that up. I don't know that it's really a spot they're sitting in. I do also think it's interesting the idea that potentially the Titans, if they're willing to trade the pick, I mean, you better have come to the conclusion on your own if you're the Browns that Cam Ward's great and not been listening to the buzz, because this whole thing could just be a smokescreen. If you're willing to trade the pick, it's like, yeah, we really like Cam, but we'd be willing to move off it for the right price. That's the only right move if you're throwing a smokescreen. Nobody's coming up to get Abdul Carter, right? They'll just go deep D-end class. We'll take the next D-end. Travis Hunter, probably nobody coming up. They just go, oh, unfortunate, guys off the board. We'll let them deal with the risk of a two-way player. Top quarterback in the draft, shooting above quarterbacks like Shador Sanders. People would move for that to have the right move. To have the right guy in place, they would move off of him. So I do wonder sort of how much that plays into it. But good stuff. Feels like it's going to be Cam Ward. We'll probably talk to Terry sometime later on just to make sure that that ends up being the final solution of what it was. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock, as we always do, we'll get to get a grip. It's Jake Volnick with you guys on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.